Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this day. We've got some conversations. We're going to continue our conversations about Lutheran camps today. So we're going to talk with some of our friends around the country, right across the river in Waterloo, Illinois. Then we're going to head up to Big Fork, Montana. Hope you can join us for those conversations and maybe warm up a little bit thinking about summer camp. It's not too bad here in St. Louis right now. Is it warm where you are? I hope so. Hopefully warming up a little bit. So we're going to talk about summer camps here in just a little bit. Well, not just summer camps, but a lot of them do stuff throughout the year as well. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. Find out more about them on our website. Go to KFUO.org. Look for Concordia University, Wisconsin in the sponsor section. That's the big CUW logo there in the sponsor section. Drop them a line. Say thanks for supporting worldwide KFUO and Faith and Family. Joining me by phone this morning, Bob Polansky, Executive Director at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Wasn't too long ago you and I got to chat when we were at the LCMS Southern Illinois District Convention, and good to get to meet in person there. I was in a little closer to your territory that day, and how are things at camp today?
Well, as the forecast said, a little gloomy, rainy, but I'll take warm. We could have snow, which we had, 2 weeks ago, we had quite a snowfall. So it's all good.
Good.
Thinking spring.
Yes. The rain is replenishing the earth, right?
Yes. You do need that.
Don't want everything to be all dead and brown this summer.
No, we like things nice and green, and things are just starting to turn, so it's kind of fun. If you get to go outside and look around, things are slowly turning, and some of the things are sprouting up, which is a good thing. So.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, let's talk about Camp Wartburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a while. We talked about this a little bit when we were back at the Southern Illinois District Convention. How long has Camp Wartburg been around?
Camp's been around since 1963. It was a private campground prior to that called Thorburg Acres. But in 1963, basically four different farmers kind of got together, and they each threw a little parcel of land together and came up with about 38 acres, and they started Camp Wartburg. It was its own kind of private corporation for many years, and then Lutheran Child and Family Services of Illinois kind of took over in 1997, I believe, 96 or 97, and I came on in the fall of 97, so I've been here for quite a while now. So.
Well, very good, very good. Now, for those of us not familiar with Illinois geography,
yep.
Where would we find Camp Wartburg?
Well, it's always a confusing thing. I always say it's south of St. Louis, and we probably are almost straight south of the Arch. So, 300 miles from Chicago and the southwest Illinois portion, but literally right across from South County, so the Arnold area, et cetera. So across the river, not very far.
Very good. So not too far from the St. Louis area, right across the river in beautiful southern Illinois.
Yeah, I can get to the seminary or KFUO in about 45 minutes to an hour or so, depending on traffic. So not very far at all.
And obeying all the laws, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, sure.
Well, it is, you're right. It's right here in the Midwest, not too far from the St. Louis area. What's unique about Camp Wartburg?
Oh, wow. Well, I think, we're a Lutheran camp, number one, so there aren't a lot of Lutheran camps in this area, so we are a Lutheran camp, but some of the things that are very unique to us is we've got a really nice high ropes course. We operate year-round. Some camps don't always operate year-round. We do retreats throughout the year. We also do outdoor education, which is probably something I think we do pretty well. We have probably close to 50 or 60 different schools come out and use us, both Lutheran and Roman Catholic and other Christian schools, and then also a few private schools. So we do quite a bit of outdoor education during the school year. But our bread and butter is summer camp. So as most Lutheran camps is it's summer camp. We love to have kids from all across the area, the region. In fact, we're working with a group to have some kids come over from China this summer. So we're kind of looking forward and excited to that. So it's kind of unique to serve international kids. So, but we enjoy doing that. Some of that's just because of our close proximity to St. Louis. So,
Well, very good. Very good. What are some of your favorite activities there at Camp Wartburg? What are some of the things going on there, whether it be summer camp or one of the other times of the year?
Well, if I was speaking as a camper, I would think probably the top 10 would probably be Gagaball, Gagaball, Gagaball. Oh, no, I'm kidding. The kids love Gagaball. We have a Gagaball pit. In fact, it was showed up quite a few times on the evaluations this last summer that we should probably have two because kids want to play more. But Gagaball is very popular. A lot of our evening games are popular. You know, the standard capture the flag and eagle's eggs and outposts and things like that. I think a lot of the kids love just getting out in nature, exploring nature, going on nature hikes, doing pond studies are very popular. We also have high ropes and low ropes. So whether you want to get strapped into a harness and being on a belayed rope, 30 feet or so up off the ground, doing some obstacles or climbing and things like that, which is also very fun, or doing more of the team building with a group of people. Learning a little bit more how to overcome the challenges that get presented to you. Those are probably the big things. During the summer, campfire. In fact, a lot of the year-round groups really enjoy campfire, too. There's something about bringing in the Spirit of God into song and worship, and, you know, people normally share a word, you know, pray some, but it's all about some of the very Spirit-filled music, so which is probably very good.
What does a typical day at summer camp look like?
Oh, well, typical days are always kind of odd, but we normally have devotions before, and we gather. We have a nice veranda on our dining hall, so we normally gather on the veranda do, you know, like a good wake-up song, something with some good actions or two, and then we'll have a Bible passage that we'll read and a short message or something that goes with it. Oftentimes we have a pastor of the week who can help lead us with those, and then they head off for breakfast. Following that, most have some sort of a special activity. You know how the heat can be here in southern Illinois, around the St. Louis area. So we pack a lot of our outdoor activities more in the mornings, and then we reserve more of water activities and things like that in the afternoon. So we have a pool here, so most kids will get to swim in the afternoon when it's really, really hot, so you can take a little bit of a break from the heat. But we do our three standard meals a day, and then we do a snack in the evening. Most evenings, as long as the weather's not too bad, we're outside playing games. As I said before, most of their groups get some sort of nature time. They'll get to go on a hike, or, you know, do a pond study, or go on a creek walk. Creek walks are also very popular here. We normally close the evenings with a campfire, and then oftentimes the counselor will do, like, little small group devotions with their own little small group prior to bedtime. It kind of helps give them a little bit of time to slow down from all the excitement of the day, and then they could be a little bit more introspective as to what happened throughout the day. So, and we try to do everything on a theme for the day. So we try to keep most of your activities kind of fit along and go in conjunction with the theme for the day. So it all works out.
Very good. Very good. And who is who's served by Camp Wartburg? Who attends summer camp? We'll talk about the rest of the year here in just a moment. But who might attend summer camp?
Summer camp. We are blessed. We think it's probably one of our best ways to witness to others. So our prime marketing group that we market to are the Lutheran kids. But we encourage them, bring your neighbors, bring your friends. You know, if you go to a public school, bring a couple of friends with you and come to camp. For the friends who come here and they don't have a Bible, we give them a Bible. They get to take home. We try and hook them up with a church so that they can, you know, continue what we started here as far as witnessing and telling more about Jesus and get them involved in a church and say, hey, there's a church, you know, not too far from where you live. You can go there too. So, but very wide, varied. I would say, you know, half of our kids come from Illinois and the other half come from Missouri. So we do serve both sides of the river here, but we do extend. It's not uncommon for kids who've come with friends in the past to travel, I mean, as far away from as Texas and Florida and California, to come back and spend a week with their friends. So it is it's a good thing for them to get a chance to do.
Very good. Very good. Well, who are the people behind Camp Wartburg, the summer camp there? Who make up the staff?
Oh, well, we have been blessed for my 18 years to have some really high-quality college-aged men and women who come and serve. They are our small group leaders, basically your summer camp counselors, your cabin counselors, whatever. We call them small group leaders here. But they come from all across America, too, and they just we have about 10 days of training with them where we go through the curriculum. You know, they might get trained in first aid, CPR, lifeguarding, all those. You know, we talk about, you know, camper problems, how to deal with those. We get to do a lot of activities and train them. It's kind of funny, but even the campers here who come here might not know how to canoe, but we'll teach everybody how to canoe or things like that. But the counselors are, I would say, gosh, they're all great Christian role models and witnesses, and they freely share their faith and you know, what God has done in their lives, and they share that with others. And so that's the best part. We also normally have a lifeguard. We have quite a few kitchen staff and maintenance people who come. There's quite a few people. Our staff probably balloons up close to 50 with everybody all said and done. That includes office during the summertime. So on the average, we're hiring probably about 22 summer camp counselors. So so it's a very happening place during the summer.
Are you still looking for summer staff?
We could still use another guy or two. So, yeah, I'm glad you asked. So put that out. If anybody knows anybody who would be a great male camp counselor, we're still looking for a couple.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, we talked a little bit about summer camp. What would you like parents to know about summer camp in terms of planning for summer camp this year?
Well, I normally start off with say that we do our best to provide a safe environment for your kids. We are an American Camp Association. We're accredited camp through them, which not every Lutheran camp is. So, in fact, many, many camps aren't, but we're part of the St. Louis section, and I'm a visitor, so I also do peer visits and things like that. But safety is normally my number one thing when I'm talking to parents and say, you know, we want you to have a safe activity. I know everybody always says, oh, that's safe when you're going climbing and things like that, but our high ropes is probably one of the safest places where you can have fun and do activities here. I mean, where else do you get strapped into a harness and you're on a belayed rope and you're wearing a helmet? You know, it doesn't happen on the ball field when you're running around playing games and things like that. But, no. Safety's number one. Probably number two is we are a Christian camp. We're a Lutheran camp. We, you know, we were going to have Bible studies. We're going to devotions. We're going to pray before and after all our meals. It is a Christ-centered camp, and that's you know, most important for most of the parents then too. And then we're going to have a lot of fun with your kids too. So you know, you'll drop them off on Sunday and we're done on Friday, and they're going to probably sleep all the way home as you're driving home. So they'll tell a little bit of the fun they had, and then they'll probably conk out because we wear them out. In fact, I was talking to one of our longtime campers, and she's going to be a junior counselor this year, SJ, if she's listening, but or her parents. But she commented last year about how exhausted she was at the end of her week. So it was her first time being a junior counselor, and she said just giving all of herself to the kids was just a really wonderful thing, but it was just totally exhausting. And I was like, I understand. So, but those are probably the top three that I think about.
Sure, sure. Now, certainly summer camp is the like you said, the one of the main things that that you do there at Camp Wartburg. And did you mention the theme for the summer already?
No, I did not. Our theme, and we're kind of going to our nature roots a little bit, is called Look to the Birds. And so Our next couple of years are kind of set because we will do a theme in conjunction with the National Youth Gathering next year. So we'll do something with that. And then the year after that is some 500th anniversary or something. And we better do something related to that. So we kind of talked and we said we should probably do something a little bit more nature-oriented. So, and the bird theme, it's really kind of cool. Is we hadn't done birds before, but in our studies and plannings, we kind of came up with a few birds that really help teach some of the stories of faith. I mean, you've got the rooster, where you can relate both of Peter's denial as well as, you know, a good rooster is supposed to proclaim, you know, the faith to others. There's lots of comments about eagles, and of course there's tons of passages about doves, and so you get to talk about hope with that and things like that. And then there's also, you know, the Matthew passage, Matthew 6:26, which talks about, you know, look to the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or gather, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Paraphrasing it, sorry. it's kind of good to realize that we are more valuable than the birds, and yet God provides. So sometimes we overlook those simple things.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, aside from summer camp, which I know is really the biggest thing you do there at Camp Wartburg, what are some of the other things, other opportunities available at Camp Wartburg?
Well, as I mentioned before, we do retreats year-round, and we also do outdoor education with schools. So, no matter what kind of school, we'll work with you. Retreat groups, some groups come out and just do their own thing. You know, like if you're doing a confirmation retreat, you can come out. We've got great meeting space. We've got great places for people to come and sleep. And then there's all different kinds of activities that you can do. You can do the, you know, the team building, or just play games, or gaga ball, or volleyball, or whatever. And so retreats can happen anytime. And the same goes for the outdoor education. We have a new naturalist here, Lindsay Conrad, and she can kind of work with schools and help develop a curriculum that coincides with what you're studying about at school. So it just helps, reinforce with the study parts that you've been doing in the classroom. So, and then we have a few other fun fundraisers that we have throughout the year. we have kind of an open house coming up in April. In fact, let me look at it. It would be on the 26th of April. It's always like the last Sunday in April. And we have a chicken dinner. So if people would like to come out, if you're in the St. Louis area and would like to have great fried chicken, we have a chicken dinner. And a lot of people come and then just walk around. It's a great opportunity to come after church, see what camp's about, you know, ask some questions. We get quite a few people who sign up their kids for camp. Because we have a cutoff, so you can get a little bit of a discount if you sign up by May 1. So it works out real well. And then we have a golf outing in May, and that is always the Monday right before Memorial Day weekend. So this year it's on May 18th. And so those who like to go golf, the Acorns Golf Links is not even a mile away from camp. And so we've partnered with them for, gosh, I think about 13, 14 years now of having a golf outing there. So those are probably our biggest fundraisers that are coming up. We have a big auction in August, but we also do wedding receptions. We've done baby showers and wedding showers and family reunions. I mean, you could probably just about name it to corporate functions. We've had some corporate board meetings out here, and some of them do team building too, so it's kind of a neat way. So we do a little bit of everything. So
you mentioned the dining hall and high ropes course, things like that. What are some of the things that we would encounter in camp? Walk us around camp. Show us around.
Oh gosh, when you enter camp, you when you arrive, our little road, it's starts by the office. It used to be our dining hall. It's Thorberg Hall, and there's a nice little pond there and a little log cabin. And then so most of the pond studies and the pond canoeing, all that happens on our small pond. And if you take the road on up, we've got a playground and then a picnic pavilion. So I mean, if your group wanted to come out for just even a picnic, we've got grills and things where people can just come hang out, grill hot dogs. My church has done that. Let kids just play and enjoy things. We got a couple of cabins in an arts and crafts building, and then move on up, more cabins. And then at the end of our road, it kind of forks, and one heads out towards the high ropes, and the other one is there by our dining hall. Our dining hall is about 7 or 8 years, I think about 8 years old now, and it served us really, really well. I mean, our old dining hall, we were getting too large where we were having to eat meals in shifts or other ways, and so we were blessed to build a dining hall where we can now serve more than 200 at a time. So,
outstanding. I've been there a couple of times for some retreats and day retreats, overnight retreats, and great stuff there. You're right. It's a nice place for any of those things, for not just for camps, but for retreats, outdoor education, family events, corporate events. Good thing. Now, I haven't had a chance to do the high ropes course there yet.
Well, come on out sometime. I'm sure maybe we'll have to get a group of anybody else who wants to come on out. We'll just give you a good talk, and then we'll suit you up, and we'll get climbing. So
that would be an interesting live broadcast.
We could do that. We can do an interview from the top of the climbing tower or something like that. And, we'll let you catch your breath a little bit before we put you on the air, but it would be a lot of fun. So yeah,
is there by chance a zip line too?
Yes.
Oh yep. Man, that would be interesting programming, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have. Well, you know, the popularity of the GoPros and you know, even just the cameras and stuff on phones now, we get quite a few people who try and take pictures while they're going down the zip line. It's just you're bouncing, and it's not the most steady thing. you really do probably need to have a little bit more fancy camera to do something like that. But it's a lot of fun.
I would say it's been probably 20 years almost since I've been on a zip line. And
Andy, you can't be that old, right? No, it's a lot of fun. It's very exhilarating. I rarely have heard anybody said, oh, my goodness, I you know, regret doing that. So most everybody says that was just great and a lot of fun. So,
absolutely. You could certainly have a lot of fun on that, and maybe even overcome some fears.
Yes.
It's kind of a neat experience, and most importantly, though, as you pointed out earlier, that the study of God's Word, gathering around God's Word, is one of the main thing that happens there at Camp Wartburg, and I appreciate you sharing that today. Yeah. Bob, and let's share contact information with our listeners so that they can find out where to find Camp Wartburg, how to sign up for summer camp, all those things.
Sure. I'll start by just saying you could look us up on the web. We are at campwartburg.com. We are the only Camp Wartburg in the whole wide world, so it's kind of easy. And then our phone number here is area code 618-939-7715. And if you hit extension 10, you'll talk to our office coordinator, Lauren, and she could probably answer 90% of your questions. But if you want to sign up for summer camp, registrations are already online. And we also do some other specialized camps out here, too, that, I mean, like we do, we work with His Kids, which is a cancer group. We have an autism camp out here. We also do a camp for people with disabilities. And so there's a wide variety of different things. So if you've got a special needs camper, you could probably give us a call. And if we can't serve you here, we could probably, you know, steer you in the right direction towards another program somewhere else.
Very good, very good. Camp Wartburg, WARTBURG, correct?
Yes, correct. It's just like the castle, and as it was for Martin Luther, it is a place of retreat, and, you know, so...
Are you translating the Bible into German there, too?
No,
castles?
Yeah, that would not probably be a very fun activity for our campers. So,
they might like it.
they might like it for a very short session, maybe something like that. But, yeah, from Latin to German, boy.
Hey, don't underestimate these campers. They might be all for it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bob, for sharing that with us and letting us know about summer camp at Camp Wartburg. It's been great to talk with you today. Camp Wartburg again, campwartburg.org, is that right?
No, campwartburg.com.
Yep. Campwartburg.com. Go check it out. You can find out more about their summer camps as well as other opportunities there at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Bob Polansky, Executive Director, thanks for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
All right, thank you.
Great to talk with you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head up to Montana, Big Fork, Montana. We're going to head up to Trinity Lutheran Camp up there. Hope you can join us for that conversation here in just a little bit right here on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
My colleague, Dr. Jack Wilkie, always said if wombs had windows, we wouldn't have abortion. Ultrasound is that window to the womb and a big reason America's turning pro-life. A pro-life group posted amazing ultrasound images on their website. In one, the baby is smiling and waving. In another, it appears as if one twin is kissing his womb mate. Another little preborn has his hand on his chin like the bronze statue, the Thinker, and seems to be pondering an exit into his new world. One baby covered both her eyes with her hands like she's playing peekaboo with her parents. See these images at today's broadcast link at lifeissues.org. An entire generation has had their first baby picture taken while they're still in the womb. Abortions living on borrowed time.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations. And that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at KFUO.org.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
I'm Larry Troxell from Quincy, Illinois, also pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. My wife Donna and I are day sponsors of KFUO because we are thrilled to have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus through this ministry around the world. The station is now celebrating its 90th year, and the Lord continues to open doors for the proclamation of His Word through this station. You may be a part of this marvelous ministry by becoming a day sponsor also. Our day sponsorship is for my wife's birthday. You can pick a date that's meaningful to you also. You will have an important part in the ongoing ministry of this station in carrying the good news about Jesus throughout the world.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with our friends at Lutheran Camps around the country, and it is time to head north. We're going to go up to Big Fork, Montana. Joining us by phone today, Melanie Reiner, a program director at Trinity Lutheran Camp in Big Fork, Montana. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today and sharing with us about Trinity Lutheran Camp. I'm really excited to hear about this because this is the first time that I sadly have heard about Trinity Lutheran Camp. So I'm really excited about hearing about what's going on there, the history of the camp and all those good things.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Well, how long has Trinity Lutheran Camp been around?
Well, the church, Trinity Lutheran Church in Kalispell, Montana, which is about 10 miles from the camp, the land was donated in 1958 to the church to start a camp ministry on Flathead Lake. And so it started in 1958, and at that time, different pastors took turns leading the camp and the Bible studies, and then different teachers from Trinity Lutheran School also worked at the camp over the years. And then in the 1960s, Bill Ludwig, which was the principal of Trinity Lutheran School, became the camp director. And then he was the director for 40 years and then retired. And then I was given the opportunity to work at the camp as program director. And so that's kind of the basic history of the camp. And we're unique because we are owned solely just by Trinity Lutheran Church. So just by one church, whereas other camps are owned by several churches, mm-hmm. and different groups. So yeah, it makes us a little unique.
Sure, sure. Where would we find, those of us not familiar with Montana, where would we find a Trinity Lutheran Camp and Big Fork, Montana?
So Trinity Camp is the northwest corner of Montana. So up by Glacier National Park, we're about 30, 40 miles from Glacier National Park and about 60 miles from Canada. So if you looked at the map of Montana, we're on the far left corner up in the northwest. So yeah, it's great. We're right on Flathead Lake, which is a freshwater lake, and we kind of have a claim to fame that it's the largest natural freshwater lake west of the Mississippi. And it's 27 miles long, and
wow.
The camp is located right there on the lake. And yeah, we are very blessed. Beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. The water's a little cold, but it warms up about July.
So you have some waterfront activities then, I gather.
Yeah, we do. We have canoes and kayaks and swimming, and we swim as much as we can because it's just so beautiful. The water mm-hmm. is just crystal clear, and yeah, we spend a lot of time in the water.
I bet. It sounds beautiful. Well, now that we have an idea of where camp is located, how long you've been there, what are some of the activities that go on at, well, let's talk about summer camp. What are some of the activities at summer camp?
So we have some of the traditional activities, of course, like I said, swimming, but then we also have some unique things to our camp. Like we have Land Olympics, which is some different fun relays that we do at all of the camps. And my personal favorite is the talent show every week. We get to have, of course, a talent show, which is really fun to see all the kids share their different God-given talents. And then we also have Bible study twice a day with the kids, and then also an evening devotion at campfire. At our high school camp, we have a coffee house cafe where all of the staff serve the kids iced coffee drinks or non-coffee drinks. And they really like that one.
You give the kids coffee.
Yeah,
wow. Well,
they don't know this, so don't tell them. But it is decaf coffee, but we don't tell them that.
Now they know. You said it on the air.
Yeah. So, but it's just a great, the atmosphere about their ministry is just so important and unique and different. And we just really get excited about it up at camp.
Well, I bet. That's a unique idea, the little cafe. The coffee hour, that's fun. I suppose that's kind of that makes sense if you put a bunch of Lutherans together.
Yeah.
Start them young on the coffee, huh?
That's right.
Well, very good. So a number of things going on throughout the day. Let's walk around camp. Share with us what we would see when walking around camp.
Well, when you first arrive to camp, there's quite a few big pine trees and a big dining hall, and I would greet you out there on the front deck of the dining hall and welcome you. And then we have several cabins that are set real close to the water, and where it's just a short walk to the water through some trees and down to the lake. And then we also have a big meadow area that is used for all different kinds of, you know, large group games, or, you know, different activities. At the end of each week of camp, we end our camp down in that meadow in a big circle prayer all together. And then we also have an upper area of cabins, too, and a chapel, an indoor chapel and an outdoor chapel, and arts and crafts building and a basketball court and, of course, horseshoes. And a couple years ago, we had the leadership camp. They built a Gaga ball pit for us, and that has turned out to be a great.
Okay, I just heard from the director of Camp Wartburg, and he mentioned Gaga ball as well. And I guess this is a thing that I don't know about. What is Gaga ball?
It is really fun. It's kind of like dodgeball, but not so intimidating. So you're all gathered in a wooden circle or an octagon or hexagon shape, depending on how big you build it. And all of the kids are standing there, and the rules are is you can hit the ball, which is similar to a dodgeball, underhand. You have to smack it underhand, and you are only out if you get hit below the knees. So you have to hit the ball, smack the ball underhand, and try and hit, you know, somebody else within the pit, you know, from the knees below, and then you're out. And but it gets really intense, and it doesn't matter. It's really kind of a luck game, I think. But it doesn't matter what age you are. Anybody can play, and the kids just love it, and they play and play for hours. And we took it at the end of our camp season. We took the Gaga pit to Trinity Lutheran School in Kalispell for recess and let the kids continue to play. But then the teacher said, you know, I think this would be better just to be at camp because it got to be a little bit much at recess. So now it's officially just a camp game that we play at camp.
Sounds like a good plan. Well, it sounds like dodgeball, dodgeball, but underhand, right?
Underhand and within this contained area, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
What are some of your favorite camp activities?
I really enjoy, like I had said, about the talent show. And just
watching
the kids just share their different talents, and it's such a positive talent show. It's not just all silly skits and silliness, but a lot of them will share their musical talents, you know, violin or piano or singing or taekwondo or, you know, whatever their God-given talent is, and we really encourage the kids to do that. And so it's really a positive place for them, and they just get up there and just they're so supported by their peers, and it's just probably one of my favorites. And then also the campfire each night, hearing those children just sing, you know, all these amazing songs and praise to God and growing in their faith through that, you know, experience of the whole week. But I just really, probably those two things, those God-given talents and the campfire atmosphere.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, thanks for walking us around camp, sharing with us some of the camp activities. Any favorite stories, maybe a camper or a staffer that stood out, or another story from camp that you'd like to share today?
Yeah, so I too was, my husband and I were engaged at camp, and so we were not campers, but we were camp counselors at the time, and mm-hmm. and we're engaged there, and so that's, of course, a very favorite memory. But this is a little more of a serious story, but a couple summers ago, we had a wonderful summer at camp, and the high school week went really well, and in January, I received a letter from one of our high school campers, and he was thanking me for a wonderful week at camp, and that it really had changed his life, and that he was in a really dark place before he came to camp, and saying that when he went to high school camp, it was basically going to be his goodbye, that he was going to say goodbye to all of his friends and go home at the end of the week and commit suicide. So he, that was his plan, but of course God had a different plan. So this letter went through telling all of his emotions going through that week, and how camp really, you know, being reminded of God's love and that camp family and that God has huge plans for him really brought him out of that dark place. And he is just a real on fire young man now for Christ, and it's just really exciting. And so hearing that story just reminded me again and again of how important camp ministry is and how you just don't know how we're going to impact, you know, different children, no matter ages, you know, from the very young to the old, how that camp ministry can impact their life and the opportunity and how important of a ministry it is that we support that and pray for those kids that are at camp. So,
well, let's talk about the people who make up the team there at Trinity Lutheran Camp. That help with summer staff.
Yeah, so we have an executive director and then myself, the program director, and then we have a couple of program assistants, and then we have a counselor staff, and then we have, of course, our cooks, which are very important to our summer. And so that, it's not a real big staff. We have a staff about 20 to 25 and run throughout the summer our different weeks of camp. We have each week is designated for a certain grade. So we'll have a 5th and 6th grade camp, which is just 5th and 6th graders, and then a 7th and 8th grade camp, and then high school week. And then we also have a basketball camp, which is real popular, and some of the coaches come from Concordia, Portland, and help us there. So that's a really great camp that we have. It's different because it's just basketball. And then we also have a volleyball camp that is just for volleyball for girls ages 5th through 9th grade that come to that one. And then we also have a day camp. So we have different camps throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year we're also adding a camp for children with different developmental disabilities. And that one is for ages 12 through 100. So we're excited about that one. I've never done a camp like that, and it's called Camp Pure Joy. So we're really excited to add that one to our programming this year.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And so your summer staff there is made up of a variety of people. I appreciate that you mentioned that, you know, when it comes to the sports camps, you're able to bring in some coaches from Concordia University there. And that's great. And so some of the summer staff, where do they come from?
Most of the staff, we are very blessed. They do come from our own campers that have, you know, grown up mm-hmm. in camp. And then, you know, and they have said, when I grow up, I want to be a counselor. And so we have been able to feed a lot of our staffing that way. Sometimes from other churches within Montana, but next year we're going to be a part of the junior recruitment through NLOMA. And so we can also have some other staff join us from around the country. And I'm going to encourage our staff to also go to their camps because I think it's a great opportunity for them. And that's how outdoor ministry will continue to grow, too, is by sharing our staff with one another.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you can. As I know that was the case certainly for my wife growing up as a camper at Camp Luther Haven in Indiana. She and many other staffers as well were campers at camp and wanted to come back and be a staffer there at camp.
Yeah, it's just an amazing opportunity, and mm-hmm. I love my job. I love going to work every day. I love this time of year because you get so excited. You know, the mm-hmm. camp is coming, and we get to, you know, start, and we keep a little countdown going at the Lutheran School in Kalispell, and then on our Facebook page. So we have 84 days until camp starts. So we start counting down as soon as the last camp ends in the summer.
Very good. What all needs to be done before camp starts?
Well, we have a camp cleanup that happens the third weekend in May, and that's always a fun weekend to come out, and everyone gets, you know, dusting and cleaning and tidying and, you know, getting everything ready. Lots of trees that we have to clean up after over the winter. And then, of course, our summer hiring, and we're in the middle of wrapping that up right now. We still are looking for 3 guy counselors and 2 girl counselors and 2 cooks. We have 2 cooks leave last year, so we need 2 new cooks. So if you know of anybody that would like to cook, send them our way.
Very good. I like to eat.
All right. Well, you can come and eat anytime. We have really good food. We just need to find someone to cook it for you.
And so most kids, I would gather, come out for a week at a time, probably?
Yeah, they do. They arrive on Sunday evening, and then they leave Friday at noon. And it's just great. It's always part of, you know, the fun when you see them, the first-time camper, and they're a little nervous. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there might be a few tears. And on Sunday, but then on Friday when they leave, they have the same tears, but they're tears because they don't want to leave camp. So that's a sign we did our job.
What I know that summer camp is big there. Are there other things that camp throughout the year as well?
Yeah, we have different retreats from different churches within the area or outside of the state that they will reserve a weekend or a week in the first part of our summer or in the later part of the summer or fall, and where they'll bring their group out, or also family reunions that will reserve the camp for a week and come out and spend the week there. So there's those groups as well. And then, like I said, the day camps too. Of course, we have all of our camps all summer long, but yeah, people are always in and out. We have lots of alumni that stop in and always want to say hi, and we encourage that.
Well, very good. Very good. What do families need to do to start planning for this summer? What do parents, grandparents, those who are thinking about planning for the summer, what do they need to know? What do you want them to know about summer camp and how to prepare for it?
I would say that, the most important thing first to do is prayerfully consider sending your child to camp. It's a big deal to get to go to camp no matter what age you are, but to make sure that they pray about it and check out different camps and their websites and visit a camp, make sure that's, a camp that's the best fit for their child or for their camper. And grandparents who maybe you may not have campers anymore, in your home, or your grandchildren are, mm-hmm. older and married or whatever, but the opportunity to get to support a camper through a campership would be just an amazing gift to so many different children. And, we give camperships, which is the opportunity to get to go to camp, and it amazes me how many gifts we receive throughout the year, just anonymously from grandparents or people we don't know that want to give that opportunity to campers. And so I think it's really important to pray about it and to consider sending your child to this amazing opportunity of outdoor ministry.
What lies ahead for Trinity Lutheran Camp in Big Fork, Montana?
Well, we're really excited. We have a couple of new elements we're adding this year. We're going to be having a hammock village, which we've never had before.
That sounds fun.
I know. So we're going to try that this year, where a couple of the cabins will have the opportunity to sleep in hammocks under the stars. So that'll be a really fun addition. And then we're always having ongoing projects going on at camp, which are really important, and but not as exciting, but exciting for us behind the scenes to get maintenance or different projects going on. But eventually, I think we'll be building a new dining hall facility that we would be able to use year round. Right now, we are only able to use that facility with the water situation until late fall. So April till late fall is the only time we can use that building. So we're really looking forward to that in the future. And we're really excited to be a part of NLOMA again, and getting to go to the conference in Texas was just great opportunity and really exciting, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm intrigued by the hammock village. Now you said it was a chance for them to sleep under the stars,
yeah,
in hammocks. But you mentioned in cabins. Now, under the stars, are they going to be outside, inside? How's that work?
Yeah, okay, sorry. So, a cabin group, let's say one cabin of eight, with their counselor, would come to the office and say, tonight we want to sleep in the hammock village. And so I would give them their hammocks, and then they would go set them up, and we'll have them already somewhat ready to go. So they're the hammocks that you just kind of put right onto the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they would get to sleep out under the stars, and I just think that'd be really fun. So that's my job as program director, to get to coordinate all the fun. So why wouldn't you want to sleep in a hammock under the stars at camp?
And then the next day, everybody's walking around all hunchbacked, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's okay.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the ways to support a camper as well. If your kids or grandkids are grown up adults now and not planning on coming to summer camp this year, there are still ways to be a part of camp and support campers. And I'm glad you mentioned that. How can we find out more about that?
Yeah, so if you you can go a couple of places. You can, of course, look on our Facebook page, and that's Trinity Lutheran Camp, Big Fork, Montana. Also, our website, trinitylutherancamp.org. Or you can email me, and that's at camptrinity@gmail. And that would probably be the best way. Or, of course, like contact, you know, any of, you know, if you have a camp that you went to as a child and had great memories, you know, they should contact them and say, hey, I would like to give or help a child. You know, mm-hmm. that would be a great gift for that camp.
Very good. Any other needs for this summer that you have in terms of preparing for this season?
I don't think so. I mean, I should mention when we have our Bible study time, we do have LCMS pastors or DCEs that come out and spend a week with us mm-hmm. and lead that time, and which I think is really important because I think it's fun for, you know, a DCE to come and see our camp and see Fahad Lake and get to see what we do. And so we do have like 1 week open, and that would be the last week in June. So if anybody, pastors or DCs that would like to spend a week with us at camp, that would be awesome. So they should just contact me at camptrinity@gmail.com.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, as a DCE, maybe we could come up there and we'd just do a whole week there.
Absolutely. You can sleep in the hammock village.
Is there Wi-Fi there?
Yep, there is Wi-Fi. Yep, just don't tell anybody. But yeah, no, there is. We just don't tell the camera.
There's no Wi-Fi. There's no caffeine. Oh, wait. Well, very good. Thank you for sharing that with us. Again, the website
is trinitylutherancamp.org.
TrinityLutheranCamp.org. You can find out more about Trinity Lutheran Camp in Big Fork, Montana. Melanie, it has been a privilege to talk with you today and hear about and learn about Trinity Lutheran Camp in Big Fork, Montana. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family today.
All right. Thank you too, Andy.
God bless you and all those preparing for summer camp there. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. Going to study God's Word with Pastor Wheaton right here on Worldwide KFUO. Listeners, stick around for that and more great programming on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.